I could feel the Christmas noose beginning to tighten. Maybe what happened next was inevitable.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurt it out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 2-inch range ball air rifle.
Ooh.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. That deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds of mothers was not surmountable by any means known to kiddom.
Released in 1983, A Christmas Story has become a seasonal classic. It highlights a boy named Ralphie's desire to lay claim to an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle BB gun. Today we're delighted to be talking with Brian Jones, the movie's number one fan who happens to sell leg lamps for a living and is the owner of the actual A Christmas Story house and museum in Cleveland, Ohio. It is so great to have you with us today, Brian. First of all, tell us about the leg lamp that started it all.
Well, I'd always wanted to be a jet pilot in the Navy ever since I was a little kid, and I got to flight school and failed the vision test. So to cheer me up, my parents made and sent me a leg lamp as my major award for dealing with my life's disappointment so well. And I thought it was great. It was just, you know, a great thing, and, you know, it did the trick. And so I had it in my house for, you know, years on end and spent some time in the Navy. And then one day I decided to get out and trying to think what I wanted to do for a career afterwards. Just dawned on me one day, I should sell leg lamps. People always liked it when they saw it. So I just started making them and selling them, and they sold really well. And then I left the Navy to do it full-time, and the second year of the business, the house came up for sale on eBay.
Wow.
Seemed obvious to me. So I just went ahead and bought it sight unseen off of eBay.
Oh,
so, okay. So first of all, your parents make... Was it your parents that made you a leg lamp? How did you do that? Like, how did they go about making a leg lamp?
It took them about 3 weeks. They went to thrift stores to get a lampshade, down to the garment district in L.A. to find a leg. And it was a little homemade, but it did the trick, and I got the point. It was my major award. So I thought it was great.
That's cool. And now the house... is the actual house that they used to film the movie, is the set. How did you know that it was on eBay? How did that come about?
Well, actually, my wife was in the Navy as well at the time, so she was on deployment, and the captain of her ship, you know, he knew what I did for a living. And he saw the listing on eBay and told her about it. She didn't think anything of it. It took her like 4 or 5 days before she emailed me and said, oh, by the way, did you see they're selling the house from the movie? It took me all about, you know, 2 seconds to write the guy and offer him to buy his house, you know, just tell me what you want for it. And I sent her an email the next day saying I bought it, not even consulting her about it, of course. But
how did she take that?
I got a one-line email back from her and said, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
That's classic.
That is hilarious. Now, it's really true that you then now make leg lamps. That's your company. That's the company you started and created.
Yeah, that's what we do. We make and sell leg lamps. It's gotten into more stuff too. We have T-shirts and all board games, Monopoly games, all kinds of stuff, all related around the Christmas story. But the leg lamp is definitely what people want and what they come for.
Okay.
Wow.
How much do those run?
It all depends. We have ones that go from right now. We have some really good sales going on. You can get a 20-inch one for $30, all the way up to the deluxe one that looks just like the movie with the butt cheek on it for $200.
That is awesome. That is so cool.
Very cool. So describe for us what someone might expect to see or experience when they visit the house. What is that like?
Well, the idea for the house is to make it feel like you're on set, that you're reliving the film, because that's what it kind of was for me when I first got there. I was like, oh, I remember that house. I remember this. I was running through the backyard to see the shed. So it's basically to make you feel like you stepped inside onto the set. So we've reached the staircase, so there's the staircase where Ralphie came down in the bunny suit. We got the sink back in, so you can crawl in the sink and, you know, cry, Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie, just like Randy did.
Hi. What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, too!
No, he's not. I promise you, Daddy is not going to kill Ralphie.
That's awesome.
And all kinds of other fun stuff. The leg lamp, of course, is where everybody has to go and get a picture next to the leg lamp in the window. And then you can go across the street to the museum and check that out and see, you know, interesting facts about how stuff was made, some of the original costumes and things of that nature.
So you clearly are taking the fan thing to a whole new level. I'm just so amazed and inspired, and I think this one of the reasons we wanted to have you on is just this idea of you can be really passionate about something and then create a life around it, create a career around it, and I think that's just so cool that you being able to do that, and probably no one ever would have thought of something like this.
It just kind of came about. Like I said, I'd wanted to be a jet pilot, and it just kind of was like, okay, this happened. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll make legos. I'm supposed to see if people like that. I thought it'd be kind of a hobby business. It turned into a real business, and the house came for sale. I was like, oh, well, people like legos. I'd like to see the house preserved. They'll come see the house. I'll restore the house. Why not?
That's cool. Wow. Now, just one step at a time.
Yeah, tell me about the movie. Like, when was the first time you saw the movie? Why did you become such a big fan? Tell us a little bit about that.
I saw it in, I think, the late 80s. My mom actually found it, and she was the only one home, and for some reason at that time, we all came back. She said, got to see the show. It's come back on. So I sat down. I loved it right away. We had to watch it again when it was coming on later. And so it's been a family favorite, a classic. And it's a funny Christmas show, you know, it's also just kind of about life, growing up, you know, confronting the bully, wanting that one thing you always wanted for Christmas, or cursing in front of your parents and getting in trouble even though they do it all the time, even you learned it from them. So it's a fun story. It's a Christmas story, and it's also just a life story, remembering thinking about things when you grew up and the trials and tribulations of childhood.
Yeah, totally.
It does. It covers so many different things. Now, what would you say is the most interesting thing that happened to you because of all of this? Like, any stories that stick out?
I'd probably say buying the house. I never thought anybody would sell it or that it would be for sale, and it was on eBay. And it's been kind of a treasure hunt. After that, we've actually found the costumes that were in a costume warehouse up in Toronto, Canada. 25 years later, we just found them this year, and they'll go on display at the convention next weekend. Wow. And it's been, you know, just stuff that people, you know, that is actually still out there that we found. And the Higby toys were still in existence. A gentleman lived in Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. And he still had all the toys, and they're part of the museum. So it's been kind of like a little treasure hunt. I think that's the coolest part of it.
How much has the producers of the movie, the studio, the actors, how much have they been involved in any of this? Or has it been kind of a labor of love for you that you've been collecting things on your own?
I've been collecting things on my own. The studio at first, which is Warner Brothers, was kind of like, okay, go ahead and do it. You know, who's this crazy guy? But they've gotten involved and, you know, helped me get, you know, with a license and meeting other people who are making things. And the actors have come out the past 3 years. They'll be out again Thanksgiving weekend to meet and greet fans at the Renaissance in Cleveland. So they've been really involved, and, you know, they've all kind of left. Most of them have left acting, so they're all pretty much average Joe. They'll sit there and talk to you, say hi, yeah, they did this, and answer questions that you always wanted to know about the film and what they did in it.
That's cool. And you've kind of got the museum aspect to it now too, so fans can kind of get even more behind the scenes sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, and that's been great too. The studio actually led us into their archives to pull out behind the scenes pictures, and the actors have given me copies of all the pictures they took on set, and we have little anecdotes about, you know, what places look like now and how this really happened and why it's called Bo Ling's Chinese restaurant and little fun things like that.
Huh. Are there any like movie trivia tidbits that people might not know that are kind of interesting to you?
If you look at the crate, the F is almost all gone in Fragile. Mm-hmm. That's because they couldn't get through the door when they first tried to get into the house. They had to roll it back out and cut down on the two sides.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
The BB gun that Ralphie asked for actually has never really existed for the movies. Huh. The compass and sundial is not in a normal Red Ryder BB gun, but that's how Gene Shepard, who wrote the movie, remembered it. So he, you know, they made it specially for the movie.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass and a stock and this thing which tells time. Wow, that's great.
And the Chinese restaurant, Bo Ling's, was actually the assistant director, his mom, when he was a kid. He was hungry going around, and she actually saw a bowling alley with the W out and thought it was a Chinese restaurant. Luckily, they had a restaurant attached to it, but That's why it's called Bolinx. And he told the director that story, and that's why, you know, nobody knows that. It's like, why does it look like a bowling alley and the W's out?
Yeah.
You know, what's the joke there? Nobody really gets the joke unless you know the inside story.
Huh, that's cool. Now, is it true that the part of the old man was originally offered to Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, they offered it to him, and I just can't see the movie the same with him.
No.
They were worried, you know, he had high salary requests. This was basically a passion film for Bob Clark, who was the director. They wanted him to, he made Porky's, and so that's how, in order to make a sequel, he wanted to make this one first before he made Porky's 2. He's like, well, I made you guys this film and made you a lot of money. I'd like to make my passion project first before I do the sequel. So, but they only gave him $4 million for the film, so they didn't have the budget for his, for Nicholson's normal salary request.
Or it could be a bowling alley. You know, well, a guy will tear a hot bun in a bowling alley.
How are they going to deliver a bowling alley here tonight?
Well, they could send the deed, for Christ's sake. I mean, I didn't expect they were going to send a whole damn bowling alley.
Yeah, that would really have changed things. I can't imagine how that would have been.
And who knew it was going to be such a classic? I mean,
yeah.
I wonder if Jack now is like, oh, I wish I would have been a part of that. Or, you know, or if it's like,
You never know. It just seems like every character in there, like the actor is just born to play that role. They just seem, you know, like it's really them. Like they all meld right into the role. So it's perfect.
So, again, thank you for taking the time to be with us. I wanted to ask you one more question. I don't know if you probably get this a lot or if it's kind of like choosing between children or something, but what's your favorite scene from the movie? Maybe favorite scene, favorite character?
You know, I have to go with the Legoland scene.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Would you look at that? Would you look at that?
What is it?
Well, it's a leg.
But what is it?
Yeah, well, it's a leg, you know, like in a statue.
Statue?
Yeah, statue.
Yeah, statue.
Ralphie?
My mother was trying to insinuate herself between us and the statue.
You know, like you said, though, it's like choosing between your kids. It's impossible because everything, that's, I think, what's the beauty of the movie. It's every scene hits. It's all funny. You go from, you know, the bully scene to the oh fudge scene to the flagpole to Chinese turkey. I mean, it's all funny. There's no like, okay, that was kind of a cute segue. It all just goes from one to the next. So, but, I mean, the Legoland scene is probably what, you know, has made this all possible, and that's, you know, what, you know, is probably my favorite scene then.
Do you got a favorite character?
My problem is I know the guys afterwards now.
Yeah.
So I kinda like Scott Farkas.
We were trapped. There he stood between us and the alley. Scott Farkas staring out at us with his yellow eyes. He had yellow eyes, so help me God, yellow eyes.
I, you know, as much as everybody doesn't like the bully, you know, I just, from knowing the behind-the-scenes story and the things that went on there, you know, he just, and that's what people always, it's funny, you know, he's the bully in the movie, but everybody, when they come to see the actors, they want to see Scott Farkas and, you know, have him put him in a headlock and, you know, and look really mean, so it's hilarious. It's like everybody's favorite character to get a picture with.
That's cool. I know, Kim, yours is Randy, probably, right?
Yeah.
You've always been a big Randy fan.
Yeah.
Meatloaf, meatloaf, double beetloaf. I hate meatloaf.
Yeah, it's just so cool. Like, on your website, I've seen the pictures of the actors, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's just so neat to see, you know, even if you don't live near Cleveland or can't get there, to check it out and see the pictures of them, because it's always fun to see everybody all grown up, and, you know, you're like, oh, he's like my age, you know? That's crazy. Thanks for taking the time with us, Brian. I know you have a busy week next week. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Oh, yeah, we're having a convention. It's the 25th anniversary celebration and convention. We got a fire truck for the movie coming down from Canada.
Oh, cool.
We got a preview of A Christmas Story, the musical, a speaker series where people who worked on the film are going to tell you all the little trivia things that I kind of did, and a lot more in-depth stuff. We got a couple of documentaries about the movie, one done by the actors telling about the stories and things that happened on the set. One's all about all the different places and shooting locations, and the one's about the director, Bob Clark. And you can come just shoot the BB gun in the backyard right where Ralphie did. So it should be a fun time.
That is cool. Well, again, Brian, thank you so much. We're all about escaping adulthood and kind of helping people remember some of the nostalgia from childhood, which, of course, the movie itself does, and you're helping to preserve that. So thank you for taking the chance and going for what you did and all the stuff that you're doing to kind of keep it alive, and wish you the best as you go forward.
Well, thank you. I'm having a good time doing it.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Good. Take care, Brian.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Next to me in the blackness lay my oiled blue steel beauty, the greatest Christmas gift I had ever received or would ever receive. Gradually, I drifted off to sleep, pranging ducks on the wing and getting off spectacular hip shots.